Hey, y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. In today's episode, we will be exploring the powerful and transformative topics of body positivity and self-love. In a society that often values one's appearance over their character and worth, it's easy to get caught up in a cycle of negative self-talk and disempowerment. That's why we're going to take the time to dive deep into what it means to embrace and love our bodies, no matter the size or shape. So get ready to feel empowered and inspired by the conversation we're about to have today. Body positivity and self-love are incredibly important and relevant topics that touch upon the core aspects of our well-being, our self-esteem, and most importantly, our mental health. In today's society, beauty standards often promote an idealized and narrow definition of beauty, leaving many individuals feeling inadequate and dissatisfied with their bodies. This can be extremely detrimental and have a profound impact on our mental health, contributing to negative body image, low self-esteem, and even conditions such as anxiety and depression. That's why embracing body positivity is so crucial, y'all. It encourages us to challenge these unrealistic standards and embrace the diversity in ourselves and others. By doing so, we promote a healthier and more inclusive perspective on beauty and self-worth. Equally important is the development of self-love and acceptance. When we love and accept ourselves, including our bodies, we cultivate a positive mindset and stronger mental resilience. Self-love enables us to prioritize self-care, set healthy boundaries, and engage in activities that nurture our physical and emotional well-being. But it doesn't stop there. Embracing body positivity and self-love also contribute to creating a more compassionate and inclusive society. By accepting ourselves as we are, we set the foundation for accepting others, breaking free from judgment and body shaming. This promotes equality, challenges harmful beauty norms, and fosters positive social change. So by embarking on the journey of body positivity and self-love, we empower ourselves to break free from negative self-perceptions and embrace our uniqueness. We create a life infused with confidence, happiness, and resilience. It's a journey that everyone can embark on, regardless of age, gender, or background. And in doing so, we contribute to building a more positive and accepting world for ourselves and future generations. So let's dive into this powerful conversation on body positivity and self-love, and let it inspire us to embrace our bodies and empower ourselves to live our lives to the fullest. Body positivity is a movement that advocates for the acceptance and celebration of all bodies, regardless of their shape, their size, or appearance. It emphasizes the belief that every individual deserves to have a positive body image, challenging societal ideas of beauty and promoting self-acceptance. The impact of body positivity on individuals is so significant, y'all. By embracing body positivity, individuals are encouraged to develop a more positive body image and self-esteem. It helps them challenge negative societal messages and overcome insecurities related to their bodies. This, in turn, can lead to improved mental well-being, increased self-confidence, and a more positive outlook on life. On a societal level, body positivity, the power to foster inclusivity and diversity. It challenges the narrow beauty standards often perpetrated by the media and promotes acceptance of different body types and appearances. This inclusivity is crucial for creating a society that values and celebrates all individuals, regardless of their physical attributes. Because y'all, let's be serious, every single person looks different. Furthermore, the body positivity movement encourages individuals to reject body shaming and judgment, fostering a more compassionate and supportive community. It promotes acceptance, respect, and empathy towards others, challenging harmful stereotypes and promoting equality. Overall, body positivity has a transformative impact on both individuals and society. It enables individuals to embrace their unique bodies, to embrace their natural hair, to embrace their skin color, to embrace their ethnicity, to not have to be judged for who they are or what they look like, for promoting self-acceptance and for their mental well-being. At the same time, it cultivates a more inclusive society that rejects harmful beauty norms and embraces diversity and respects all people. There are people in this world who should not have to go and change their hair to appease people at work. And that, y'all, is a very baseline thing that people are having to deal with in order to appease people. And that does not even touch, my friends, on the actual body. That is just something included on the body. By discussing and exploring body positivity, y'all, we can contribute to spreading awareness and understanding of this movement and empower ourselves and others to embrace our bodies with love and acceptance, fostering a more positive and compassionate society for everyone. Body shaming and society's beauty standards have a seriously negative impact, y'all. Seriously, it's just not cool. And it is dangerously scary for the people who are living it every single day. Body shaming is when people criticize or make fun of someone's body, and it happens way too often. People are taking their lives because of this. Whether it's mean comments, judgmental attitudes, or unrealistic expectations shown on the media, it's hurtful and it's damaging. It's not only taking the lives of our youth, it's taking the lives of adults. And let me tell you, the effects of body shaming are no joke. It messes with our self-esteem. It makes us feel bad about ourselves. It gets in our head and it makes us doubt our own worth. And with all the pressure to look a certain way, it's no wonder people struggle with anxiety, with depression, and eating disorders. It is a really tough and ugly cycle that has to be broken. It has to stop because I don't want our children's children to continue to look in the mirror and see nothing but ugly, fat, disgusting people because we have continued to allow this to go on. But do you know what's even worse? Society's beauty standards. They are so unrealistic and so unattainable. They put this one perfect image of beauty on a pedestal, and it makes the rest of us feel like we're just not good enough. We end up feeling down about our bodies, wishing we look different, and it's just not freaking fair. And it messes with our heads. And there are so many studies out there that it is even worse for people who are not Caucasian. Not only does all this body shaming mess with our self-esteem, but it also promotes harmful stereotypes and discrimination. It makes us judge others and ourselves based on looks alone. I don't have to tell you that that's not okay. It leads to bullying, to social isolation, and feeling like we just don't belong anywhere. It is straight up a toxic way of thinking. And you would think, by adulthood, that we would outgrow this. But here I am in 2024 making a podcast about this because we still see adults judging people for the way they look. We still have adults that look in the mirror and hate themselves because of what we see in social media world every single day. I still have women coming into my studio as a boudoir photographer who hate the way they look because so many people have told them they're too fat, they're too ugly, they're not enough. This topic is serious. But you know what, y'all? We can fight back. We can promote body positivity and love ourselves just the way we are. We need to challenge these harmful norms and embrace diversity and uniqueness. Let's start celebrating all types of bodies and reject the idea that there's only one way to be beautiful. But guess what? Every single one of us is beautiful in our own way, and we have to start accepting that too, which means watching what we say in front of our sons and daughters. It's time to ditch the body shaming and ditch the unrealistic beauty standards. Let's create a world where everyone feels accepted and loved, regardless of their shape, size, or appearance. We can do this, y'all. We can be the change and help build a society that values people for who they are and not just how they look. Self-love, my friends, is an absolute game changer. It's all about embracing and accepting ourselves for who we truly are, flaws and all. Self-love means treating ourselves with kindness, compassion, and respect. And let me tell you, it is not selfish. It's absolutely vital for our overall well-being. When we practice self-love, we cultivate a positive relationship with ourselves. We learn to appreciate our unique qualities and strengths while also acknowledging that we're not perfect. And guess what? That's okay. It's about recognizing that we deserve to be treated with love and care, both from ourselves and from others. When we truly love ourselves, magic happens. Our self-esteem skyrockets, and we feel more confident in who we are. We stop seeking validation and approval from external sources, and instead, we find that validation within ourselves. We become more resilient in the face of challenges and setbacks because we know our worth and believe in our abilities. Self-love also plays a huge role in our mental and emotional well-being. It helps us develop a positive mindset and inner voice. Instead of berating ourselves with negative thoughts, we learn to speak kindly to ourselves, encouraging and uplifting ourselves. This shift in self-talk can make a world of difference in how we perceive ourselves and our abilities. Practicing self-love also means setting healthy boundaries. It means learning to say no when we need to and not overcommitting ourselves. It means prioritizing our own needs and our self-care. It's about recognizing that we deserve to take care of ourselves just as much as we take care of others. But here's the thing. I know self-love is not always easy. It takes time, effort, and practice. It's a journey, and it's completely normal to have ups and downs along the way. It's okay if we have moments of self-doubt or if we struggle with self-acceptance. What matters is that we keep trying, keep nurturing that love for ourselves. Because when we love ourselves, it creates a ripple effect in our lives. It enhances our relationship with others as we are more capable of showing love and compassion towards them. It allows us to set healthy boundaries and maintain healthier connections. And it helps us navigate through life's ups and downs with greater resilience and grace. So, my friends, I want us to learn to prioritize self-love. Let's cherish ourselves, embrace our uniqueness, and treat ourselves with love and respect like we absolutely deserve. It's not always going to be easy, but it is going to be oh so worth it. Because when we love ourselves, we unlock our full potential and our overall well-being thrives. Y'all, you are worthy of love. So start showering yourself with some of that sweet self-love today. Build self-esteem and cultivate a positive body image. These are such important practices that are going to help enhance your overall well-being and help you practice the self-love that I so want you to be able to give yourself. So one practice and strategy for self-compassion and self-love is treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself that you are deserving of love and acceptance. This can be as simple as saying to yourself, I am deserving of love and acceptance. Sometimes we have to reteach our brain because someone else has tried to write our story. Surrounding yourself with positivity is also crucial. Seek out communities, social media accounts, or online groups that promote body positivity and self-love. Engage with content that celebrates diversity in bodies and challenges societal beauty standards. Remember, the company we keep greatly influences how we see ourselves. So make sure to hop over to our VIP group, Empowered AF with Joe Thomas. We are here to support you. To foster a positive body image, shift your focus away from appearance and towards what your body can do for you. Engage in physical activities that you enjoy and celebrate the strength, the flexibility, or endurance you develop. Appreciate the functionality of your body and promote a healthy relationship and reduce fixation on the superficial aspects. Practicing gratitude is another powerful technique. Take time each day to appreciate and express gratitude for your body. Focus on the parts you love, the things it allows you to do, and the experience it provides. Cultivating a mindset of gratitude helps counteract the negative self-perception. Challenging negative self-talk is going to be vital in this process. Pay attention to your inner dialogue, y'all, and replace self-critical thoughts with positive and affirming, empowering affirmations. Remind yourself of your worthiness and unique qualities. Counteract societal beauty standards with thoughts that celebrate your individuality. You are amazing and perfect just the way you are. Additionally, engaging in self-care activities is going to be key. Prioritize self-care that nurtures you physically, mentally, and emotionally. I don't know who needs to hear this, but getting a 5-minute shower is not the self-care I'm talking about. This can include activities such as practicing mindfulness or meditation, engaging in hobbies, and honestly seeking therapy if needed. Prioritizing self-care, y'all, is a signal to yourself that you are worthy of love and care. When we tell our bodies that, y'all, we are telling our bodies that it is okay to love ourselves again, that we don't have to live in survival mode. Also, it is just so important to limit exposure to harmful media. Be mindful of the media you're consuming, y'all, and the impact it's having on your self-esteem. Okay, reduce exposure to content that is giving you this unrealistic idea of what beauty is and that's cultivating this negative body image, okay? Try to put yourself in spaces that actually promotes body positivity where you are seeing people that are represented that look like you. It is not okay to constantly put yourself in spaces where you are not seeing yourself represented. Seek out communities where you feel seen and where you feel accepted. And I know that sometimes that is hard to find, but there are communities out there and you deserve to feel seen and you deserve to feel heard. When setting these goals, Focus on your personal growth and your well-being rather than solely just on appearance. This is a huge thing as we're working in this body positivity movement, okay? Set goals aligned with your values and interests and passions. Celebrate your accomplishments, y'all, and recognize that your worth goes so far beyond your physical appearance. You are not tied up into your weight or into your physical appearance. Like, what number is on this scale has nothing to do with your worth. Your worth is so much more than that. When we all die at the end of our life, no one is going to care about what our weight was. They're going to talk about our character, our heart, and the legacy we left. Remember, building self-esteem and cultivating a positive body image is an ongoing journey. Be patient and kind to yourself. Celebrating the progress you make along the way, you are deserving of love and acceptance exactly as you are. I do want to give a little trigger warning because this next paragraph does contain some content relating to eating disorders and a little bit of abuse, so proceed with caution. This is a little bit of my story. Growing up, I struggled with eating disorders. It was a super difficult time in my life. I was facing abuse and desperately just trying to control something and honestly anything in my life. I just wanted to feel a sense of power and I wanted to feel a sense of worthiness. I grew up in a home that was very abusive on all levels. My eating disorder became a way for me to cope with the pain and truthfully, the insecurities I felt. But as time went on, y'all, I realized that the destructive pattern was not serving me. And as I got older and I got into therapy, I began my journey towards self-love. So through therapy, the support of my loved ones, and my own inner strength, I started to embrace the trueness of self-love. It was not easy. And there were setbacks along the way. I still really don't get on a scale a lot because I don't ever want my worth to be tied to that. But I slowly began to shift my perspective. I learned to treat myself with kindness, compassion, and respect. Instead of fixating on my weight or my external validation, I realized and focused on my mental health and my physical well-being. Though this journey of self-love was not always easy, I discovered that my worth is not defined by anyone else's opinion or society's beauty standards. I learned to appreciate my body for its strength, its resilience, and all that it has allowed me to do. I let go of the need to be perfect and started celebrating my unique qualities and strength, the things that people loved me for that nobody else could give them. Embracing self-love meant setting healthy boundaries and surrounding myself with positive influences. I distanced myself from toxic relationships and I sought out a support system that uplifted and encouraged me. Surrounding myself with people who valued and respected me played a significant role in my healing process. Today, I'm grateful to say that I found a place of self-acceptance and love. It's not a linear journey, y'all, and I still face struggles sometimes, but I am equipped with the tools and the mindset to navigate through them. Embracing self-love has given me the freedom to be authentically myself, and it has truly made all the difference in my life. Remember, everyone's journey towards self-love is unique, and it takes time and effort. But know that it is possible to heal, grow, and embrace self-love, even after enduring difficult experiences. Y'all are not alone, and you deserve to love and accept yourself for who you are. The journey to body positivity and self-love can bring its own set of challenges, but it's important to remember that you are not alone when you're facing them. Negative self-talk, comparing yourself to others, and societal pressures are common hurdles on this path. But there are practical ways to navigate these challenges and foster a positive relationship with your body and self. One common challenge is negative self-talk, where we criticize and judge ourselves harshly. When these negative thoughts arise, challenge them by placing them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your worthiness and unique qualities. Practice self-compassion, y'all, by treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Surround yourself with positive influences and engage in activities that promote the self-care. Another challenge is a tendency to compare ourselves to others. Remember that everyone is on their own unique journey, and the only person you should compare yourself to is your past self. Celebrate your progress and focus on your growth. Redirect your energy towards your self-improvement. Do not compare your chapter 1 to somebody else's chapter 30. Societal pressures to conform to certain beauty standards can be overwhelming. Limit your exposure and remind yourself that you don't know what their life is truly like. If you spend your whole life trying to be someone else, you are going to attract people who are not going to bring you peace and joy. The only way you can really attract the people who are meant to be in your life is by authentically being you. Lastly, setting boundaries is so crucial in maintaining a positive body image and self-love. Establish healthy boundaries with people who make negative comments or contribute to body shaming. And y'all, sometimes this is friends and family. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift you and support you. Choose to spend time with people who appreciate you and value you for who you are. Remember, facing these challenges is normal, and it takes time and effort to cultivate body positivity and self-love. Be patient and kind to yourself throughout this journey. Practice self-compassion and celebrate even the smallest victories along the way. With determination and support, you can overcome these challenges and embrace a positive relationship with your body and yourself. You are worthy of love and acceptance exactly as you are. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I know this episode can be heavy for a lot of people because it can bring up a lot of trauma, a lot of emotions, and just a lot of pain. But I hope that you have found this insightful. I hope that we can continue this conversation out in the community with our friends, with our families. And if we can't, that we can put up the boundaries needed to protect ourselves. If you've enjoyed this episode or you feel like it'd be helpful, we encourage you to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Your support truly does mean the world to us as we really hope to reach more people with these important conversations. Don't forget to follow us on social media to stay updated on future episodes and just to join the discussion with us. You can follow us over on Instagram at Joe Thomas Empowers. Once again, thank you so much for listening, y'all. And remember to keep spreading the message of body positivity and self-love because it is one that truly will have an impact on future generations. And in case no one told you, you are beautiful and loved, my friends. Empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.